Welcome to the MichaelCrane.live podcast show. In today's show, we're going to be joined by the young entrepreneurs in the 1 to a Million project. They will be talking about their thoughts and dreams of going into business and developing their skills in leadership and negotiation and financial management as they start the journey to becoming an entrepreneur.
We all know that becoming more skillful, gaining knowledge and developing yourself from a young age is so important to build a business and to achieve success in life. But it's a lesson that many of us learn too late. That's why I'm so proud to have with me on the show someone who is doing just that, developing himself, learning from his mistakes at a young age, and becoming aware of his surroundings. And because we speak daily, I get to see the progress he's making each day. After all, he's my son, Finn. Starting young is key to accumulating wisdom, knowledge, and financial literacy. And I'm so excited to have Finn on the show today. So welcome, Finn. How are you since we last spoke?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Let's kick the show off this morning, Finn, by asking you how important it is for you to keep motivated. And you started a couple of months ago in your building your business and keeping up that momentum to find the next product to continue making your sales is key. So how have you been doing since we last spoke?
Well, yeah, definitely. I think keeping momentum is important because, like, in everything you do, no one's going to want the same thing over and over again. So you've got to find a way to switch up what you're doing to keep your customers interested. So, like, interested in what you're doing. So mainly what I've done is done research and ways to, like, change it to make it more profitable, make the processes more efficient so I can get more profit and it's easier for the customers to get buy from me. For example, I've been looking at print on demand services, which is a good place to start your customized clothing. I've also looked at expanding my portfolio as well. I've been liaising with the supplier about doing t-shirts and other gear like boxing pads as well. So we've kind of got like a list of products that we're gonna start producing next after the shorts, and like that way I'm kept on my toes. Like I've got stuff to look for, stuff I've got to do to be able to produce what I want to produce in the future, which is basically it.
Okay, so let's put the product to one side just for the time being. And I'm really interested in staying motivated. You've got a plan. You know what your plan is. And how are you motivated to kind of stay on point, stay on the track? And, you know, so many people I speak to and hear about these days, they give up too soon. And certainly starting from a young age, I'm sure you've been feeling that way as well. So the question is, how have you stayed in the game? And why haven't you given up? What's the strength in you?
Well, yeah, I think that's a good point. Most people give up too early. But I think what's motivated me is seeing results. It's like a really long staircase with some steps larger than the other. But like every 10 steps, you get a taste of what the final like landing, where the steps are leading to. So like seeing people with my gear, seeing people wearing it, seeing people buying off me, getting the money back after selling them has really kept me motivated because I've had a taste of like what it could be like if it becomes successful.
So explain to me how you feel personally when you see another Muay Thai kickboxer wearing your product, your shorts.
Yeah, it makes me feel good because it's like I've started this from nothing and it was my idea. And without me taking the initiative, it wouldn't have happened. So it makes me feel proud of myself, but it also makes me feel like hungry for more. Like my coach has said, I've got to be humble, but still hungry. Because if I'm not humble, I won't have self-worth. If I'm not hungry, I'll won't be taking new challenges. So it's made me feel, yeah, it's made me feel proud of myself.
So Finn, we're talking about motivation. Is it the profit that keeps you motivated more than seeing people wear your product?
Well, to be honest, mainly it's the profit, because I like having the money to give back to people, to be able to treat myself and to treat people who have always treated me and like given to me. Because I think when you grow up, you take a lot. So as soon as you can, it's good to give back to the people who have like helped raise you and make you to the person that you are.
And that's what starting your own business has allowed you to do. So well done on that, Finn. But let me ask you, is there anybody else that you know at your age building a business from scratch right now?
Well, a couple, like there's a boy at my school who's starting his own clothing company. But I think the way that like the world is, it doesn't really like teach you or show you how or kind of motivate you to start your own company. I think so, definitely not many kids are doing it. So I really know like one person who's doing it out of all the people I know, which is quite a small number compared to like the grand scheme of things and people my age.
So based on what you've just said there, what would you change in your schooling? What would you change in your upbringing so far?
I don't know. Not so much that I had changed. I just wish I picked business for GCSE. However, I wasn't really fussed about being business. I wanted to do radio and TV and stuff. But I think school doesn't really teach you about money, like how to handle. I think school just teaches you how to be like, well, like a 9-to-5 slave, like working for someone instead of working for yourself. So I wish I'd just changed my education, but I can't change it looking in hindsight. So I've just got to bear that in mind when I make my next decisions to make the like positive choices for what I want to do now, like in the future.
So now you're studying business as you approach your upper sixth form at school. Well, how's that been going?
Yeah, it's been going good. I've learned a lot. I think sixth form's much better for me because I enjoy it. So I feel motivated to do the work. Before in GCSEs, I never really like, wanted to be there. So I never really was motivated to like revise and like put in the extra effort. But now I'm doing something I want to do that is going to help me in later life. So it's like, I said this to someone the other day. It's like I'm investing into learning that will help me grow in the future, which is pretty much like reading books, which I've been trying to do a bit more.
So what are the subjects you're learning in your business course at school right now? And how is it changing the way you study?
Well, so currently in business, we're doing 4 units. One is about personal and business finance. That's helped me, like, showed me like accounting, how businesses manage money, like different forms of documents, like comprehensive statement of income, like how businesses manage their money, where I can go if I need financial support, like what is the best place, how I can manage finances in a business, what's the best place and what are the risks when putting your money in different the savings account. I've also looked at developing a marketing campaign, like how to advertise your products. The third one we're doing is exploring businesses, where we choose a PLC and we analyze different stages of it, like looking at the external environment, the internal environment, just like breaking it down, why they're successful and why what they've done has made them money. And then finally, we're doing recruitment and selection process, looking at a UK-based company and how they recruit correct candidates and how that makes them successful. And I think it's more about developing knowledge. I don't think you can start something without knowing about, you can't like start something if you don't know about what you're starting. So I can't start a business without knowing like about businesses, like about what does well. So mainly the finance is helpful because it's important. If I don't know how to manage my finances when I have my own company, the business won't be successful. And also the one where I'm exploring a PLC, that's interesting as well, because I chose Centrica, which is a gas company, and I'm looking at what they do that helps them, what makes them successful compared to other companies, like how they use their advantage over other companies to be more successful than them and have a larger share in the market.
To be successful and to start a business, you need to be a master of so many specialities. For example, accounts, sales, negotiation, marketing, logistics. Out of the subjects that you're studying at school, what subject, what topic do you enjoy doing the most?
I don't know, personally, I actually really enjoy the one about marketing because I'm like quite creative. So it allows me to like use the information I've got to create something creative. For example, we were looking at safety deposit boxes, and because of like how I use social media, how I interact with TikTok and Instagram, I could think of stuff that would go viral, which would then like grow the people who look at the business. For example, like I talked about taking a safe deposit box up London, giving people a prize if they crack into it, because so many advertisements these days that I think is the reason why businesses fail is because they're not interactable. There's nothing to draw the like customer's eye into, like to get them talking to, because there's so many like plain adverts that don't provoke emotions for the customer. And if you can provoke an emotion that gets them to like you, they're more likely to buy from you.
So how are you implementing your marketing in the products you're supplying right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. I made a couple of TikToks. One's posted. But I think with like TikTok is good. However, it's quite saturated. I think there's like so many people use TikTok that your videos can become lost.
So how has your marketing helped you promote the products that you're creating?
Well, it's given me an idea to multiple channels I can use to grow my profit. Mainly, I've used TikTok, and also I've interacted with people like doing person-to-person selling at the gym, because I think if I use my personality to sell the products at the gym, people will buy that off me because they like me as well. Mainly, yeah, it's just taught me how to promote what I'm selling in a way that people will like it and they'll buy off it. Definitely like at the gym as well. Person to person selling is probably my favorite one because it allows me to make a relationship with the customer instead of them making a relationship with the screen, which is like happens online, I think.
I'm curious, would you consider face to face selling your product, selling or marketing?
Well, that's a good question. I think selling and marketing is quite different. Like marketing, I feel it's more like open-ended. Like if people want to buy some, they want if they want to buy it, they have the option. But like I think like sales is much more like not forcing them, but like trying at all costs to get them to buy it. Personally, I prefer like marketing, because like as well as their like partner whilst we're training, I'm also like their friend and their business person. So I'm gonna push for a sale, but I'm not gonna make it like so like militant that they've got to buy from me. So that's why I prefer marketing. But like, because it also, I think it makes them realize that like I'm not all about making money. I want to have the relationship and then make the money from them after the relationship has been formed.
I want to ask you a question. I hear a lot of the time that people buy from people they like and they trust. Do you think that's why your clients buy from you?
Yeah, partially. I think that's definitely one of the reasons. Like people like me, so they buy from me. In every case, I think that's correct, because if like I don't trust you or I don't like you, I'm not going to give you my money, am I? Especially because like money is what the world go round. Like money is what makes the world go round. I think that's partially correct. It's true. I think, yeah, it's good to make a relationship with the person before you sell to them, because they'll trust you and they're more likely to buy from you next time. Similar, we had an interaction in Deptford. We made a relationship with the lady and we're more likely to come back next time and the time after again because we like her. She likes us. And we've got that bond between us.
What was that lady selling, Finn?
She was selling beauty products, like organic beauty products, like very bubbly woman, gave us opportunity to talk to her, friendly, could have a conversation. Like she was very friendly, saying hi to people, saying hi to us. Yeah, she was selling organic beauty products, like lotions, hair creams, lip balms, etc.
You know, I know you're still at school and time is key, but having enough time to focus on schoolwork and your business activities must be quite difficult. How do you plan? How do you work your time management so you're putting enough work into your school work, but also enough in your business work to make the product sustainable so people like the products, they keep coming back for the products, and it gives you time to find your next product range?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, it's definitely not difficult, but it's something I've got to manage. However, what like I find is that when I'm doing my business coursework, it's like I'm investing into my own business because it's going to be beneficial. I also try to find, like me, I see school as the, like the knowledge that's going to help me. And when I do my business, it's like me putting the knowledge into practice. So I think it's good to manage it. I'm not behind on anything. I've got a lot of spare time to do my own thing. And I try to manage like half and half, half myself, half school, because they're both going to help my studies, as one's going to give me the knowledge and one's going to give me like practice. For example, like in the marketing, if I've got practice marketing products, I can know what's going to work. So when I come to my exam, I can write about it in the question paper.
From the schoolwork you do, does any of it give you inspiration in your business?
I don't know. Like, to be honest, it doesn't really give me much inspiration. Like, the main inspiration comes from not wanting to be there. It's like, I need to do well in case I get a bad job and then I won't like have my own successful company. So therefore, I might have to like sit in a room all day working instead of like, which is kind of what I'm doing now. That's not really what I want to do. It kind of motivates me to like not be sitting in a room working all day and to do my work now, so that when I'm in like my 30s, like late 30s, 40s, I'll have my own company and won't have to like work as hard as other, like some people do.
I speak a lot about vision and goal setting. Do you have a vision when you talk about your 30s?
Like, I don't really have a vision. I kind of know where I want to end up, but there's no really objectives to help me get to that place. It's just like do what I think is correct at that point in time with like the end goal in mind. And like the little things I do help me build up to the like aims. For example, I've got like 5 goals on my board to do with business, and every morning I look at them and they remind me of like what I've got to do, that like what I've got to aim for that day, what I can do that day to help me achieve these goals. Which definitely, like, I think you've got to have a clear idea of where you want to be, so you can set like objectives to help you get to that point, which is like kind of what I'm doing on my board.
So if that is the case, why do you not have a vision of where you're going, what it would look like, how it will feel when you achieve it? Because that's so important, I would have thought.
It's like, it's important, but I think that's kind of a misconception, because if you're so focused on like, so there's multiple endings where like my like business adventure could go. If I'm so focused on one, I could miss out on another, which could make me more successful. So I have like an ending idea, which I want to be at. For example, I want to make money. I want to give back to children, like my kids when I have them. I want to have my own boxing gym and be financially stable. But there's no like set vision of like when, like what I want to do, like what I want to do or anything. It's just like what I would like to do instead of what I have to do.
Okay, thanks for that, Finn. Now I just want to move on to your product range. What's your next product in your portfolio?
As mentioned, I think previously, I said I'm going to do t-shirts next. So we'll have the matching kit, shorts and t-shirts. So the fighters will have t-shirts, coaches will have t-shirts. So instead of having shorts and like a Nike t-shirt, we can have shorts and the like brand t-shirt. So we'll have like a full like uniform. People will see it and recognize us from it. So t-shirts.
Do you think your clothing product range is something you will continue based on the sales of your first product?
Yeah, hopefully. I'll probably carry on with my like a boxing one, and hopefully I want to like have my own company. It's like soon I want to have my own company so I can use the skills that I've learned from this one into something serious. I also think I'd like to have hit 25 sales a day, which is the goal pretty much. And currently that's not achievable, because it's like kind of a long process to get the t-shirts, to design them, to sell them. So that's what I'm looking at. Like for my own company, I'm looking at like print on demand services and drop shipping as well. It's like to help add on to what I'm currently earning at the moment.
How are your marketing activities going to attract 25 sales per day?
Currently, I won't hit 25 sales a day, because we actually only order roughly 25 products per time we order. But when I'm on a different scope of activities, maybe even like national scope, you want to market it. You got to use TikTok advertisements, TikTok ads, like Instagram accounts, Snapchat ads. And hopefully by then I'll have the disposable income, like in the company bank account, that I can use to invest in marketing. Like currently, I can only do what I can do with the money I've got. So when I like, and I don't really want to spend it on the shorts, I want to grow it and then invest on something bigger so I can grow all the different company products that I'm selling instead of just one.
Have you thought about creating a process to manufacture the products so you only buy the products once you've sold them, which will ease your cash flow problems? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I've done quite a lot of research into print-on-demand services. Personally, I'm not a big fan of print-on-demand because the designs look terrible and it's pretty bad quality. And for like for what I want to have, like what I want the clothes to look like, they can't really provide that. I have looked at white label products as well, which I like the idea of. I've just got to do more research into like white label products. And hopefully, like to start off with, ideally, I can use some profit like to go to like a fulfillment center as well, because like I don't want to be holding stock to then sell. So I've looked at it, but I think currently print on demand can't satisfy my needs for my clothing company for the boxing gym.
So Finn, you mentioned a print on demand companies are not good quality and the design is a little bit edgy or sketchy, but you design the products, and if you've designed the product the right way and you find a quality print-on-demand company, isn't that the perfect fit for what you're trying to do?
Good point. I think partially one might say yes, like to your question. However, the print-on-demand, they only let you print on like a small square on the front and like a small square on the back. And the current design I've got has got like logos on the arms, on the sleeve of the arms, like a broad logo on the chest. And also I find with the print-on-demand, when you type in your text, I've had some dialogue with print-on-demand services. It looks like, you know, the laptop text. It looks like the laptop text on your back, which won't look good. I think they don't let you print on the arms either. So not like there's very limited, there's restrictions to how you can print your clothes off when you go on print-on-demand compared to like using a supplier and manufacturer. So hopefully I'll use a supplier and manufacturer in the fulfillment center, but I've got to have the cash flow first so I can achieve that, which I currently have not got.
Well, that's the biggest problem at the moment, having the cash in order to go and buy the products. And once you've bought the products, then you need to hold them somewhere in order to fulfill them. And most businesses only make the profit once they've covered their cost. And the cost comes after selling at least 50% of the product. So how are you going to get around that, to have the cash to buy the product from a manufacturer direct?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. What I've started to do is I've started to save like roughly 60% of like what I earn into like my own ISA that I've got in my bank account. I've also got a company account, like a business account as well. So I put half in business account, like a quarter in my like ISA, so that as I start to get paid from my like side hustle as well, I will compound the interest. I'm going to look at investing as well, so my money will just grow, hopefully. And then when I've started to make more products with the money that I've invested, my profits will grow and grow and grow until I have enough profit to like do what I want to do.
It seems to me that you have been making some significant inroads to building your clothing product portfolio and range. What have been your biggest lessons up to this point?
I think for anyone, the best lesson is like just to get started. So many people will procrastinate, like especially with like, I'm going to talk about my work. Like this is for anyone, but people can always say they want to achieve something, but the best lesson is trying to achieve it. And I've been looking at like different like images that show like success, and people think success is like a staircase where like you've got to do like a really large step that's unbearable to get your final goal. However, what a success really is, it's like lots of little like individual steps that build up to a large step. So three lessons, like get started, work on hard challenges so they become into little steps to make them easier. And also like research, like do things out of your comfort zone that benefit yourself, like going to business conventions, doing stuff out of your way, because you'll just compound all the knowledge that you learn there into your final product. Especially because, like for me, like no knowledge is unnecessary. Like everything I learn will help me in some way. Just gotta put the work in, because like nothing will happen without work. Success requires work, and most people might not be might not have the perseverance and dedication to put in the work to achieve their goals.
You mentioned conventions a little while ago, but have you been to any shows in the last month?
Yeah, we went to the White Label Expo, which I talked to a couple of suppliers. I'm having dialogue with one currently to like help grow my own company, help grow my stuff. Got some good contacts, met some people, had conversations with some people, and it gave me inspiration of like where to go next. So definitely going there helped. So yeah, I have been to some recently.
So what has been your thinking after attending this show?
It's currently been giving me inspiration. I think it's made me think active that I've got to put in work, because sometimes I can get complacent and like get lazy and just play games. It showed me where to go next, and also it's given me ideas in like how to get there. For example, we talked to a nutrition manufacturer, and they said they offer like fulfillment options as well. But I never knew that like companies would produce it and fulfill it. So that's helped me definitely. Yeah. So just giving me ideas on how to achieve what I want to achieve.
So as we bring the show to an end today, Finn, we've covered a lot of varied topics associated with building a business. And it's really been quite interesting to listen to some of the lessons and some of your own personal perspectives of how you've been doing with the products you promote and you prepared for your clients at the Muay Thai training gym in Deptford, London, SE8, but also the work you've been doing in researching what next. And this is so important. You need a plan. And let me encourage you to know your vision, because the vision is a well-defined destination. Not the end destination, but it will help you create small steps along the way. And I think this is quite key. So I'm going to end the podcast show right there. What one tip do you want to leave our listeners with today?
Well, the final quick thought I'm going to give is to get started. Even if you're starting with small steps, like any start is a good start. Even if your first step is just researching what market you want to go into, like looking at different places, that's just the first step. Just start. Start whatever you want to do. Even if it's like looking for a job, it doesn't necessarily have to be about starting your own business. Even if it's something to do like schoolwork or work, just get started and try to best yourself, because like anything you do now will help your future, and you'll be grateful that you did it and won't look in hindsight about not doing it.
Thank you so much, Finn, for your time today, and look forward to the next podcast session with you.
Thank you for listening to The Young Entrepreneurs as they build their business for financial independence. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Spotify so you never miss an episode and hear more about the stars of the show as they build their business to £1 million by the time they turn 20 years of age.
Today's show has been sponsored by www.teameasycrane.co.uk. We help you build your business and grow recurring profits. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button.